One Man Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Tabson, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Joan and Ross in the car as they drive along Seacliff Drive.
Have you any idea what your mother wants to see you about this afternoon, Ross?
She has something she wants to give me, she said.
Oh.
I won't stay there long, darling.
Oh, that's all right. I'll enjoy talking to Grandfather and Grandmother while you're gone.
And the car proceeds on down the street toward the Barber family home. Get relief from cold discomforts with Tabsin. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. A combination of modern relief-giving ingredients in a single tablet. Relief from sniffles and sneezes, watery, itching eyes, feverish feeling, headache, itching, running nose, throat irritation, and general aches. 7 annoying miseries and discomforts of colds, and Tabsin helps relieve them all. Clinical tests have proved Tabsin's effectiveness. See how this modern way to relief can help you. Tabsin tablets are smooth-coated, easy to swallow. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Get a package now and have it on hand. Then at that first sneeze or at any stage of a cold, take Tabsin. Take it quick for quick relief. Be sure you ask for T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. Chapter 32, Book 98. A car comes to a stop in front of the Barber family home in Seacliff, San Francisco. Behind the wheel is Ross Farnsworth. Sitting beside him is his wife, Joan. The afternoon is drawing to a close, and the wan fall sunshine is fast disappearing. Joan takes her husband's arm and pulls him toward her.
If you'll put your cheek a little closer, I'll kiss you goodbye, Ross, darling, and then you can be on your way.
Wait a minute. I'm going to help you out of the car and see you to the door.
Oh, that isn't necessary. I know you're in a hurry to get over to your mother's.
Well, it isn't that urgent.
Okay. Let's put it this way, then. The sooner you get over there, the sooner you'll be back.
That's logical. We'll compromise. I'll give you a temporary kiss now, and then I'll take you to your grandfather's door, where I will give you a goodbye kiss. Bargain?
Bargain.
Okay. Here's kiss number one. Now, if you'll just sit there like a little lady, I'll be around and open the door for you.
I won't move. I'll pretend I'm a helpless female.
I'll be right with you. Madame, my arm. A light, if you will.
Well, I'm a lot lighter than I was a few weeks ago, I'll say that.
I have not only a beautiful wife, but a witty one.
It wasn't witty. It was a pretty bad pun, and you know it.
Punny, but funny.
When we get started like this, we're just downright silly, you know it?
I won't argue that point, will you?
Well, come on and take me to the door. Can't stand here. You'll never get started.
The pragmatist speaks. Let us go.
Gee, lots of dead leaves have blown up on Grandfather's lawn.
He'll be after them in the morning, no doubt.
Yes, how are you, Joan? Ross?
Oh, hi, Grandfather.
Father Barber?
Come in. I just happened to see you out the window.
Ross has to run over to see his mother for a little while, Grandfather.
I'll see you when I come back to pick up Joan. I won't be too long. Goodbye, darling.
Bye, Ross. Oh, don't forget that kiss you promised me.
That's just what I was about to do.
Still in love, eh?
I'm afraid we are, Grandfather.
Well, now run along. I don't want to keep you standing out here. It's beginning to get a little chilly. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Come in, Joan.
Okay, Grandfather. I'll bet you're getting cold. Oh, bye, darling.
Bye. Come along. Let's go in the library. I have a fire there. Oh, just a minute. I'll call your grandmother. Fanny. Oh, Fanny.
Yes, Henry?
Joan's here.
Oh, all right. I'll be right down.
Hi, Grandmother.
How are you, Joan?
We'll be in the library, Fanny.
All right.
Here. Let me help you with your coat.
Oh, it's okay. I've got it, Grandfather. I'll just leave it here on the hall chair. Oh, wait a minute. I want to get that letter out of the pocket.
Yes?
I got a letter from Uncle Paul today. I brought it along for you to read.
Good. Here, let's go in and sit down so we can enjoy it, eh? What does he have to say?
It's mostly about Teddy.
Eh?
I won't spoil it by trying to tell you about it.
Here we are. Suppose you take that chair by the fire, maybe.
Okay. Oh, swell.
Now, we'll wait till your grandmother gets here before you read Paul's letter, eh?
Yes.
How's that great-grandson of mine?
Oh, he's fine. Couldn't be better.
Who's staying with him?
Mrs. Hull.
Eh?
She's that nice elderly lady who lives in our apartment house. She's on our floor just down the hall from us. She's crazy about little Paul and loves to take care of him. So it makes it pretty nice for us when we want to go out.
Yes, she's reliable, I presume.
Oh, perfectly. She has a couple of young grandchildren of her own. She's just a wonderful person. She's a widow and a little lonely, I think.
She's had considerable experience handling babies.
Oh, yes, I should say.
I wouldn't say this to anybody else, and I'm sure you'll understand the way I mean it. I'm thinking of Ross's mother. I realize that she's been dropping in to see you over in Berkeley more and more frequently, which is a matter entirely up to you and Ross and his mother. However, I feel that it's only fair to warn you that, in my opinion, Mrs. Farnsworth is not qualified to be left alone with Little Port. Not that she isn't fond of the child, but I question that she's had enough experience with infants to be able to meet an emergency if it should arise. Yes, yes, I think it's fortunate that this Mrs.
Mrs. Howell.
Exactly. I feel that Little Paul is safe with her, from what you say. I regret to admit that I don't repose the same confidence in your mother-in-law. I don't wish to prejudice you, you understand. This is merely my own private opinion, and you can take it for what it is worth. My only concern is my great-grandson.
I know, Grandfather.
Yes. You haven't had any difficulty with Mrs. Farnsworth lately, have you?
Oh, no. We've been getting along very well. Why?
Oh, none of my affair, of course. Ross going there alone to see her. I've wondered if you had been put back on the persona non grata basis with her.
No. There was something she wanted to talk over with Ross by himself this afternoon, that's all.
Maybe. Perhaps it is just as well that she... Oh, I think I hear your grandmother coming. Have you got the letter there?
All right, Grandfather.
Family?
Coming, Henry.
Joan, there's a letter here from Paul. She wants us to hear.
Oh, how nice. A letter from Paul. How are you, Joan, dear?
That's fine, Grandmother. Thank you.
Now, don't get up. I'll sit right here.
Well, where's Hazel?
She drove over to pick Margaret up at school. She's going to give her another driving lesson.
Yes, yes. We only hear Paul's letter now, Fanny.
Oh, excuse me.
Here, Grandfather, you take it and read it aloud. You read so much better than I do.
Well, I...
Go ahead, Henry. Stop being coy. You know you love to read aloud.
Your grandmother always puts me in my place. In any case, let's see what Paul has to say. Dear Joan, I'm sorry that I have only a few moments to dash off a short note to you, but I seem to be swamped here as usual. However, my job is a sinecure compared to yours, now that you've moved back to the apartment. The way you have faced into your new life and all its manifold duties and obligations only goes to reaffirm what I have always maintained, that you are a thoroughbred.
Isn't that nice? I'm blushing, but it makes me happy to have him say that.
Yes, well, he says the truth, that you're a thoroughbred. There should be some kind of award for meritorious service in the home as there is in the army. Such people as you and Mom and Hazel and Betty and all the other millions of wives and mothers who work so hard and so unselfishly for their families deserve far greater recognition than they ever get in this life, I'm afraid.
Paul's so thoughtful.
Yes. Listen to this, honey. He says, awards are in my mind because of what has just happened to Teddy. She was here in Tokyo yesterday, and she was very happy and proud, as indeed I am. For she has just been awarded the Bronze Star Medal for meritorious service.
How wonderful.
Yes. He goes on to say, I am enclosing a copy of her citation, which I wish you would show to everybody in the family, because I know that Teddy is far too modest ever to send it herself. I have a further bit of good news, and that is this. She expects to be home for Christmas, and we are trying to arrange to come together. It's possible I may be able to make a quick trip home before then, but that will depend on how pressing my work is here. Give Ross my warm regards and good wishes, and to you and little Paul I send all my love. Please tell Mom and Dad that I will write them very soon. Much love, Paul.
Isn't that wonderful news?
Home for Christmas. He and Teddy both.
Gee, it's been ages since we've seen Teddy. Oh, what a thrill it'll be for her to be here. Oh, would you like to read the citation Uncle Paul mentioned?
Yes, by all means, eh, Fanny?
Oh, yes.
Paul had his secretary type it out, I guess. Here, Grandfather.
Yes, thank you. A copy of citation awarding Captain Teddy Barber the Bronze Star Medal for Meritorious Service. This is what it says. Captain Teddy Barber, Army Nurse Corps, United States Army, distinguished herself by meritorious service in connection with military operations against an armed enemy of the United States. First, as a nursing arts instructor in an army hospital in Japan, and later as assistant chief nurse, Japan Logistical Command. From the 3rd of March, 1951, until the 15th of November, 1951, Captain Teddy Barber, as nursing arts instructor, organized and personally directed the nursing arts training program for Japanese nurses and nurses' aides. These women were employed by the hospital to aid American Army nurses in the care of wounded soldiers from Korea. During the period of her service, over 6,000 casualties from Korea and other patients were admitted to the hospital, and 5,997 were either returned to duty or a sense of the zone of the interior. Captain Barber's efforts contributed materially to this outstanding record. From the 15th of November, 1951, until the 30th of September, 1952, Captain Barber, as Assistant Chief Nurse, Japan Logistical Command, contributed materially to the smooth-running nursing service throughout the command. A superior performance of duty as an Army officer and a nursing leader of her profession has reflected great credit upon herself, the command, the Army Nurse Corps, and the Army Medical Service. That's the end. Yes, a fine tribute to a patriotic and courageous young lady. May God bless her.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Here's the woman with a problem.
But, Madge, I can't help it. What? Well, I would have called sooner, but how could I know I was going to have a headache? My head's splitting, honestly. I just can't go. Huh? Oh, Madge, it can't be that good. Well, yes, if it'll relieve my head that fast, I could still get ready and go. All right, I'll call the drugstore and have it sent over right away. Oh, wait a minute, I'd better write it down. How do you spell it? A-L-K-A, Alka, S-E-L-T-Z-E-R, Delta. Okay, I'll try it and call you back.
And that's exactly what the lady did. Then, a little later...
I wouldn't have believed it, Madge, unless I'd tried it. That Alka-Seltzer is wonderful. My headache's gone, and I'm going. You can pick me up just like we planned.
Well, that's the story, friends. That's how fast and effective Alka-Seltzer can be in helping to relieve a headache. You see, it contains one of the most effective pain relievers known to science. And tests prove the system absorbs more pain reliever faster from Alka-Seltzer. But find out for yourself. Get Alka-Seltzer and get acquainted with real relief. Fast, effective relief from the pain of a headache. Alka-Seltzer is on display at drugstores everywhere. Here's the family again.
You should see what I have out in the car, Joan.
What?
Practically a trunk load of my baby things, including my christening dress. Mother wants us to have little Paul wear it when he's christened.
Oh.
Make up your mind to try Alka-Seltzer for relief next time acid indigestion troubles you. It's a wise decision, friends. And here's another one. Don't wait to buy that package of Alka-Seltzer. Get it next time you're in your drugstore. Then you'll be prepared to get acid indigestion relief the fast, the easy way. You know, taking Alka-Seltzer is not like taking medicine at all. It's a sparkling, effervescing solution that has a very pleasant taste. And honestly, friends, Alka-Seltzer is so gentle, and it relieves indigestion so quickly, that you'll be amazed how soon you can forget you were ever troubled with acid indigestion. Alka-Seltzer is on display at drugstores everywhere. One Man's Family is brought to you Monday through Friday at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. In Chapter 33, Book 98, Henry tries to compete with Mrs. Farnsworth. Directed by George L. Fogle, this is a Carlton E. Morse production.